Rents across the country are up 7.2% compared to the same time last year, according to the latest data from the property website Daft. The asking price for Dublin rents was up 5.2% on a year ago, but it's the regional cities that are seeing the steepest increases, with rents sought in Limerick up 19% to an average of €2,221 a month. We can talk now to Lisa Carney of Rooney Auctioneers in Limerick, who's also president of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
This is something that's been happening for a while, this steady price increase in Limerick. It's now the third most expensive rental market in the country. So what's been happening?
Yes, indeed, we are. We're the third most expensive now, just after Galway and Dublin. So what we're seeing here on the ground in Limerick, Rachel, is that the demand for Limerick is surging. And there's several reasons for this. Of course, we have the broader housing shortage, which we talk about quite a lot. We have a huge growing population in Limerick. And I guess Limerick's success as a thriving city, which, of course, is attracting both professionals and students, due to the presence of many new multinational companies and, of course, our excellent educational institutions, University of Limerick, TUS and Mary Immaculate College here. That's all attracting more and more people back to our city. And we're seeing a huge growing population here. And, of course, with that growing population come the employees and the students. And, of course, they need houses to both live in and to rent. So that's what we're seeing here is really surging in Limerick.
So landlords are putting up their prices because they can.
Absolutely. Well, there is the rent cap situation as well. Now, what we are finding, of course, is that there is the exodus of landlords, the private landlords on the ground. So really what is causing it is this shortage of supply that is across the city and indeed across the country. And that is the main driver. So over the last couple of years, we've seen the private landlord exit the market due to many, as you know, the rent caps, the tax that they have to pay and many other reasons. So it's mainly the supply that's causing this or rather the lack of supply.
Can I ask you about that? Because according to the Residential Tenancies Board, the number of private landlords has actually risen. They say it went up by 7% between the middle of last year and March this year. So what's actually happening?
Yeah, well, we actually looked at that as well, and that they did come out the Residential Tenancies Board and suggest an increase in landlords. But we were looking at it and we are of the opinion that this likely reflects the inclusion of the larger housing bodies in the statistics, rather than the actual increase in the small landlords. And the small landlords are what we on the ground are seeing. They are continuing to leave the market at an alarming rate, I might say, Rachel. But also what we're finding here in Limerick is that we are getting those kind of multinational companies, but we're also getting those big housing body associations that are coming in and buying properties for their employees. So there is a big turnaround in those type of landlords coming into the market, but the smaller private landlord is still leaving the market, and we're seeing that on the ground here in Limerick.
As far as prices are concerned and this continuing rise in prices in Limerick, as I say, up 20% on a year ago, do you get any sense that supply in Limerick will increase in the short term?
We are certainly hoping for that, Rachel. We see a small increase. And again, it seems to be coming from, and this is leading into the residential private sales market as well, where any landlords who are entering the market with the view of buying an investment property are actually looking for properties that were not previously rented. So they're buying properties that were owner-occupied, which again is putting strain on the first-time buyers and the people trying to get into the residential owner-occupier market. So they're coming in trying to buy those properties because, of course, there are no rent caps on those properties. So again, we're calling on the government to seriously look at the rent caps and to abolish them or even to reduce them because they are not working at the moment.
And what about new housing stock then? Are new houses and new apartments coming on stream in sufficient number in Limerick?
Not in sufficient numbers, and that's the key. They are coming on, and we have some new developments starting, but again, they're not on par with the demand that's out there. So the supply is nowhere near it. We are hoping that that'll increase going into the new year, but at the moment, I'm not seeing any real signs of it on the ground.
Lisa Carney of Rooney Auctioneers in Limerick, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with us this afternoon is Greg Allen. Afternoon, Greg.
Afternoon, Rachel. The Ireland rugby team to play Argentina on Friday will be named shortly, just at 2 o'clock. One change.